And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 5th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of the cartoonist John Callahan, born in Portland, Oregon, 1951. He was adopted as an infant from an orphanage in Portland. Educated in Catholic schools, he was a rebellious kid. When he was 12, he stole a bottle of gin during his grandmother's wake and became a serious alcoholic as a teenager. When he was 21, he got drunk and accepted a ride from a drunk friend who crashed the car into a telephone pole at 90 miles an hour. Callahan's spine was severed, and he became a quadriplegic. That was in 1972. 6 years later, he said, "I knew with utter certainty that my problem was not quadriplegia, it was alcoholism." So he went to AA, he got sober, went back to school. Portland State realized he had a talent for cartooning. And by the mid-1980s, he was nationally syndicated, a very controversial cartoonist. His targets included disabled people, politically incorrect, and many readers did not realize that Callahan himself was a quadriplegic. He drew a cartoon in which a sheriff's posse is standing around an empty wheelchair, and the caption, "Don't worry, he won't get far on foot." He drew an exercise class for quadriplegics, the aerobics instructor saying, "Okay, let's get those eyeballs moving." He did a cartoon entitled AA in LA, a man standing up and saying, "My name is Mort, and I represent Chuck, who's an alcoholic." Callahan published two autobiographies, Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, and Will the Real John Callahan Please Stand Up, died at the age of 59 from complications related to quadriplegia and respiratory problems. John Callahan, who said, "I'm happiest when I'm offensive. I have a desire to tear people in half. I want to move people out of the suburbs of their mind. I want them to suffer, to feel something real. I have a lot of anger. I want to hurt people, at least a little." It's the birthday of the actor and director-screenwriter Christopher Guest, born New York City, 1948, wrote musical parodies for the cast of National Lampoon, 1984, starred in a movie, This Is Spinal Tap, which got mediocre reviews when it came out, but went on to have a huge following. And from then on, Christopher Guest used the model that had worked so well for This Is Spinal Tap, a bare-bones screenplay that let the actors improvise their dialogue. And he directed Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, and For Your Consideration. Christopher Guest, who said, "It's obviously inherently funnier to have, in a comedy, someone who isn't doing something very well." And it's the birthday of the playwright John Guare, born New York City, 1938, author of Musica, Landscape of the Body, The House of Blue Leaves, and 6 Degrees of Separation. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled simply, Sonnet. Where it begins will remain a question for the time being, at least, which is to say, for this lifetime. And there is no other life that can be this one again, and where it goes after that, only one at a time is ever about to know, though we have it by heart as one, and though we remind each other on occasion. How often may the clarinet rehearse alone the one solo before the one time that is heard after all the others, telling the one thing that they all tell of. It is the sole performance of a life. Come back, I say to it, over the waters. A poem by W.S. Merwin, Sonnet, from his collection Migration, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses improve their online reputation and reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.